Hello.
Hi, good afternoon. My name is Mary. I'm calling from Opinion Research, a national public opinion firm. We're talking with people in Texas today, and I would like to ask you a few questions on a confidential basis. Just for quality control purposes, this call may be monitored. Am I speaking to Victor?
What's that, ma'am?
Is this Victor? Am I speaking
to
Victor?
Yes,
ma'am. Yes. Okay. Perfect, sir. Thank you for confirming. Would you like to continue the survey in English or Spanish?
English.
Okay, thank you very much. Before we begin, could you please confirm that you're not driving and that you're in a safe place where you can talk?
No, I'm here at the house.
Okay, thank you, sir. In which state do you currently live in?
Texas.
Okay, thank you. And in which county in Texas do you currently live in?
The survey. Ma'am, what is this survey for?
This is just for local issues that are currently happening in Texas.
Okay.
We're not selling anything, and we're not going to save your information for any marketing purposes. This is completely confidential, sir. So
okay.
In which county in Texas do you currently live in?
Cameron.
Cameron, okay. Thank you very much. Now, of all the personal telephone calls that you receive, do you get all or almost all calls on a regular home phone, some on cell phone and some on regular home phone, or almost all calls on a cell phone?
Some on the home, some of them on my cell phone.
Okay, thank you. Are you or is anyone in your household employed by a newspaper, television, or radio station, or a political party, or by a candidate for a political office?
No, ma'am.
Okay, thank you very much. Now, just to ensure that we have a representative sample, in what year were you born?
1956.
Okay, thank you very much, sir. Give me just a second. Now, what is your main racial or ethnic group? Is it Caucasian or white, African American or black, Hispanic or Latino, Asian or Pacific Islander?
What was the question?
What is your main racial or ethnic group?
Hispanic.
Okay. Thank you very much, sir. And what is the last grade that you completed in school?
12.
Okay. Thank you very much. We're almost done, okay? Now, thinking about things nationally, next, do you approve or disapprove of the job the Biden-Harris administration is doing? Will you say that you strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
No, I approve.
Okay. Will you say that you strongly approve or somewhat approve?
I guess strongly approve.
Okay. Thank you very much. And if the election for U.S. Congress were being held today, for whom will you vote? The Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate for this district?
Democrat.
Okay. Thank you very much. Definitely Democrat or probably Democrats?
No, Democrat.
Okay. Thank you very much, sir. Now, I'd like to read you some names of different people active in politics. For each, please tell me first whether you've heard of that person. Then, if so, please tell me whether you have a favorable or unfavorable impression of the person. If I name someone you don't know too much about, just tell me and we'll go on the next one. So, Vincent Gonzalez, will you say that you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion?
I really don't know very much, but...
Okay, no problem. Donald Trump?
He's not really my favorite.
Okay, so will you say that you have a favorable or unfavorable impression?
Unfavorable.
Very unfavorable or somewhat unfavorable?
Very.
Thank you very much. Alejandro Mayorkas.
I guess his job.
Okay. So will you say that you have a favorable or unfavorable impression?
Favor.
Okay. Very favorable or somewhat favorable?
Some.
Thank you, sir. Myra Flores, do you have a favorable or unfavorable impression?
I kind of not really have been following her, so.
Okay, no worries. So again, keep in mind that there is no wrong or right answer. We just need to know your opinion. Now, Kamala Harris.
To me, favorable.
Okay. Very favorable or somewhat favorable?
Very favorable.
Okay. Thank you very much. We're almost done with the survey. Okay, just a few more questions. Now, moving on, which one of the following issues is most important to you personally when deciding which candidate to vote for? I'm going to read a list, okay? So, jobs in the economy, education, crime and public safety, fentanyl and drug addiction, healthcare, abortion, inflation and the cost of living, taxes, climate change, border security, or national security and foreign affairs.
Well, I guess jobs and
jobs in the economy.
Yes.
Thank you, sir. Now, thinking ahead to the November elections, first, on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all interested and 10 means that you're extremely interested, how interested are you in the November election for president, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices? From
well,
0
really,
to 10.
For me, it's 10.
Okay. Thank you very much, sir. Now, if the election for president was being held today, for whom will you vote? Kamala Harris, Democrat, or Donald Trump, Republican?
Democrat.
Thank you very much. Next, if the election for U.S. Senate were being held today, for whom would you vote? Colin Albright, Democrat, or Ted Cruz, Republican?
What was the first one? Red? What's his name?
Albright, yes. Colin Albright.
Yeah. Yeah.
For that one. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
And if the election for U.S. Congress was being held today, for whom would you vote? Vicente Gonzalez, Democrat, or Myra Flores, Republican?
Vicente Gonzalez.
Okay. Will you say definitely or probably?
Definitely.
Okay. Thank you very much. Next, I'd like to read you a few statements that you might have heard about Vicente Gonzalez during a campaign. After I read each statement, please tell me whether it makes you more likely or less likely to vote for him for U.S. Congress. So, the first. While families struggle to fill their grocery carts and put food on their table, Congressman Vicente Gonzalez voted to give those in the country legally thousands of dollars worth of taxpayer-funded benefits. Will you say that does that make you much likely or just somewhat likely to vote for them?
Maybe some likely.
Okay. Somewhat less likely.
No, I would vote, definitely vote for him.
Okay, so it makes no difference to you?
No.
Thank you very much. Next statement. Despite the crisis at our southern border, Vicente Gonzalez voted against more border agents and supported the Biden-Harris administration's border policies. So does that make you more likely, much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely?
Well, yeah, I mean, More likely, I would vote for him.
Okay. Will you say much more likely or somewhat more likely?
No, much, much more likely.
Thank you. Now, Vicente Gonzalez has accepted thousands in campaign of contribution from some of the world's biggest corporations. He then voted for $1 trillion in government spending, benefiting these companies. Meanwhile, these same companies are raising prices in Texas families while ranking in record profits. So, would you say that that makes you more likely or less likely to vote for him?
More likely.
Okay. Is it much more likely or somewhat more likely?
No, much more likely.
Thank you, sir. We just have two more statements, okay? Now, Congressman Vicente Gonzalez is a member of a radical group that supports sex change drugs for children. Does that make you more likely or less likely to vote for him?
I guess more likely.
Okay. Will you say much more likely or somewhat more yes. likely? Okay.
No, much more likely.
Now, last statement. The American dream is slipping away from many families, but Congressman Vicente Gonzalez is only making it worse. Gonzalez voted to raise taxes on working class families and to impose a new federal gas tax that could lead to even higher prices. Does that make you much more likely or much less likely to vote for them?
Most likely.
Much less likely or much more?
Yes.
Okay. Much
more.
Less. Sorry.
No,
much
more.
Much more.
Yes.
Much more. Okay. Thank you very much, sir. Now that you have some information, and if the election for U.S. Congress were being held today, for whom would you vote? Vicente Gonzalez, Democrat, or Mara Flores, Republican?
Vicente Gonzalez, Democrat.
Thank you. Now, just a few more questions for statistical purposes only. Now, in politics today, do you consider yourself to be a Democrat, a Republican, or something else?
No, Democrat.
Okay. Will you say that you are a strong Democrat or not so
yes.
strong Democrat? Okay.
Yes. Strong.
Thank you very much. Now, generally speaking, do you consider yourself to be liberal, moderate, or conservative on most issues?
Probably liberal.
Okay. Will you say very or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you very much. And how will you describe your economic circumstances? Well-to-do, upper middle class, working class, or low income?
I'm middle class.
Okay. Thank you very much. Are you currently employed, a student, a stay-at-home parent, retired, or unemployed and looking for work?
Retired.
Okay.
I'm retired.
Thank you. Just two more questions, okay? Now, thinking about the language you use in your home, will you say that you at home, you only speak English, mostly English, but some Spanish and English equally? Mostly Spanish, but some English, only Spanish at home?
Well, we usually speak both.
Okay.
English and Spanish.
Thank you very much. Now, regardless of how you feel now, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election, Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
Joe Biden.
Thank you very much. So this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your time and your participation, sir. Have a great evening.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. You too. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.